Rand Blake is one of the most remarkable of American musicians and a favorite of critics. But even his most ardent admirers may sell him short by focusing only on the dark side of his musical personality. Admittedly, they have good reason to portray him as a gloom monger. A Blake album from a couple of years ago, The Short Life of Barbara Monk, contains several meditations on death and suicide. Blake's newest release, Painted Rhythms Volume 2, a solo piano CD on the GM label, has its share of bleak material as well. Even his settings of medieval Spanish folk songs reflect New England's craggy terrain, harsh climate, and Puritan sense of doom. But there is another side to Rand Blake. Like New England's Charles Ives, to whom he's often compared, Blake's also a bit of a musical comedian. Last summer at the Montreal Jazz Festival, for example, he improvised whimsical accompaniments to silent films of the 1920s. It's significant that Blake's favorite jazz pianist is Thelonious Monk. Monk's style, like his own, could be stark and witty at the same time. With Blake, as with Monk, there's no wasted motion. And like Monk, he makes expressive use of musical devices that may sound to skeptics like mistakes. A case in point is Blake's latest version of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag, where he expands and contracts individual phrases like a pianist who keeps losing his place. But Maple Leaf Rag works on several levels, not all of them comic. Here's the complete performance. Maple Leaf Rag touches on a lot of Rand Blake's virtues, his abrupt and unpredictable mood swings, his amazingly varied and precise touch at the keyboard, his quirky approach to tradition and unique blending of jazz and classical influences. It shows why he's impossible to pigeonhole. Rand Blake is head of the Department of Third Stream Music at the New England Conservatory. Third stream is a term Gunther Schuller coined to describe music that's informed by the jazz and classical traditions, but which belongs to neither. Blake has called it a label for anti-label music, music like his that won't be limited either to the jazz tradition, broad as it is, or to the tragic mode. To borrow Duke Ellington's favorite compliment, Rand Blake is beyond category.